Okay, so we're just going to start by taking a few breaths and just relaxing and letting the day kind of fall away. Even though it was amazing, we're in this present moment. And so I want you just to breathe and relax and feel yourself sinking into the chair or the floor. Letting the neck and shoulders go, any tension. Just continue to breathe in and out. Taking as deep a breath as you can, letting that diaphragm and that stomach expand as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, letting it go, just taking in full deep prana breaths. Feeding your tube of light, your prana tube. Feeding your own cells the energy and the light that it needs. And you're just beginning to just breathe in that beautiful source light. Grounding it through your Earth Star Chakra into fifth dimension at whatever level is appropriate for you. You're just grounding it in into the new energies. Connected to your I Am, your Christ Self. And bringing that cosmic self down into this body, into this avatar. Feeling connected. And as you begin to just fill into the heart, I have many aspects. Is there any that I need to bring back to me? Any sub-personalities, any aspects, any parts of me that I have discarded or have not honored or valued? Let me bring those parts back to me now, back home to this light, to this love. And just like we felt all that love earlier today, we're bringing that energy back. I have all this love for all parts of me, and I'm just calling them home. Home to be with me until I'm 100% whole, 100%. And I want you just to keep calling them in, letting them transform into the light as you just love them back home. Just love those parts. And we're going to move this through all time and space, all timelines, backwards and forwards, through all your lifetimes. All parts of you, whether they were on the earth or off the earth, you're calling them back home to be part of your awareness now, or as part of your whole. So when I hold my I am all. And each aspect I walk with has I have learned from, and I've gained wisdom and knowledge and knowing, and I'm no longer discarding them. And as I bring them back, I'm asking to bring those gifts back at the highest and optimal potential of them. I no longer want to hold the pain of them, the betrayal, the parts of me that felt ostracized or rejected. I'm bringing them back to love them home. Just like in this group, I feel accepted. I'm going to accept all these parts of me as well as my gifts. I didn't come here in this lifetime to be tortured or rejected, so let me love them so that I may share them, because it's the very thing I came to share. It's part of my service. All of you have asked for clarity on your path. Well, your gifts are a big part of it. What are the tools that you came with to share? And it could be as simple as, I came with so much love to give that my job is just to love and listen. Or I have patience, so my job is to work with that and show others. It doesn't have to be a huge banging gift. It can be the littlest thing makes the biggest difference. How often is that safe place to just open up and talk? What a gift, if that's you. And it's impactful and it's powerful. So no longer dismissing your gifts as something of no value. Your gifts are with you for a reason, your tools. And they are powerful and impactful, however you decide to use them. And so bringing that back to you as well. This is who I am, and I'm proud. I'm honoring. And I will use it to the best of my ability. And as I use it, I'll learn more of how to work with it. But I gotta use it before I learn more. And so if I get a feeling, let me work with that feeling until I get more. If I have a sense of knowing, wow, that's pretty powerful, I know. I don't know how I know, but I know I was supposed to go here, so I did. That is a gift. And it's not a little one. It's impactful and powerful, for it will keep you in flow. It'll help you make your journey connected and ease. And you'll be in the right place at the right time to go to your next place. But it takes trust and faith. So moving into that trust and faith. And so as you call these parts back to you, as you start to own them, and you own them in full worthiness, full value, I am now ready to move to the next phase, for I am taking all of you with me. Including a balance within my male and female. A balance within my light and dark. A balance within all. For that is the place where I can stay in neutrality, in harmony. I don't have to be in drama all the time and getting spun out. I can stay in my center. And the best way to stay in my center is that mine to even do? Is it mine? And if it's not, I'm going to let it go. And if it is, I'm going to own it. So just breathing in and out again, allowing your body to absorb all of your aspects. Really, it's your soul claiming back all your parts, any fragmented, and you're just allowing them to come home to you. And as you do that, I want you to just breathe into the heart. It's good to be home. It's good to be home. This is a pretty loving place. So glad to come home. Home to me. For if I'm loving to myself, I can't not be loving to another. That's a fallacy that's ego or something negative to love yourself. For if I'm truly in love of myself, then I have plenty to give to others. I might be more thoughtful of how I want to give my energy out and where I want to be of service. And that's not a bad thing. That's a positive thing. Why? I'm not depleted. I'm loving myself, taking care of myself, putting the oxygen mask on myself before I pass out and giving it away to others. And so really letting yourself sit in, I am home. And this is me. And I love me. And so I just want you to keep breathing into the heart, moving into the heart. And as you move into the heart, there's a back door. And you're moving out the door into your sacred place. And those of you that have never been to your sacred place, I want you to make it as vibrant, because maybe you've ignored this place within you. This is your place, a place you can come and just be, a place you can invite your guides and your team, a place that you can sit and get information from your higher self. This is part of your sacred place you created within the heart. And you can, I want you to each make it as beautiful as you can. A garden, an oasis, a glade, it can be the ocean, whatever feels right for you. Bring in a place to sit, water, color, for this is your internal world, and we want it as vibrant and as powerful as possible, giving you everything you need to feel safe and relaxed. A place nothing can touch unless you invite it in. Come back here and sit, meditate, call in your guides, your higher self, your totem animals, the elementals, whatever you want. And then I want you to see a path before you. And you're just going to walk down the path until you come to a beautiful elven lady. And she's dressed in shimmering opalescent glow all around her, almost like a silver platinum glow, opal. And she's gonna give you each a little thimble full of liquid. She's going to ask each of you to drink that has an empowering nectar that starts to activate your body more in the quantum, starts to release your special fluid in the pineal and the adrenals. And you're just going to take that liquid and you're going to let it just run down your throat, feeling it, tasting it, like honey. And as you take in this liquid, you feel yourself change form into a bird with wings. And begin to fly, spiraling up above the trees. And you're feeling the freedom of it as you just let go of what no longer serves you, all the dead weight of your human self, as you become the bird and you fly and you twirl and you're free, free to dive, free to fly, and you're feeling such freedom. And you're letting yourself just fly enjoying the wind against your face. Feeling your wings and the strength of them. And soon you see a cave that is open to you, and you're going to just fly right into that cave, landing and becoming human form again, but this time without all the heavy coats. Everything that you drop, becoming a bird, you're now just going to leave behind. I don't need to take that back on. I'm going to carry with me the lightness. And you're going to look down and see that you are also a shimmering light in this form. And you're just taking in the lightness of your body and the light that you hold. And the shimmering light begins to light up the cave as your heart connects. Oh, that's so familiar. I've been here before. And you're seeing a beautiful pool of water in this cave. And it's lit up with 100 million indars, all different colors, glowing lights. And you notice now that gems are on the cave wall and they're beginning to glow lights, almost like tiny little stars of lights, lightning bugs all around you, just beautiful lights. And I want each of you to step into that pool of water. And you're laying back in the water and you realize that it holds you. It's buoyant and thick, thicker than normal water. And you just are submerged, but you're floating easily. And you can let the rest of the aches and pains go as you just float in 0 point. Letting go once again the aches, the pains, the fears, the betrayals, the wars, the drama, the catastrophes. Annihilation. And everything that you've experienced that you no longer want to carry, you're just feeling move out of your body. And the stones begin to glow, tiny filaments of light. And this light is hitting you from left to right, just straight through the ribs to the other side, through your neck and your head, through your legs and your hips, your feet. And then more filaments of light is coming down and you're feeling it shoot from your front to your back. And then more filaments of light are coming in, shooting from your crown to your feet. And you're just resting in this, just letting go. That's my only job, is to just relax, to just be, to let something else support me. And I just sink into this energy. And letting the love for myself, just loving, easy, gentle. And feeling how these pillars of light are just taking what I can no longer hold. I can just let it go now. I don't want to do this one more day. Let me just let it go. And you're just sinking more into the top, feeling completely at peace. All you feel is love. Love for all your lifetimes and all that you've learned. The master that you are in so many ways. The child that you are in so many ways. What a beautiful balance. The master and child holding hands together. But that's part of the joy. It's part fun of the experience. In realizing I don't have to dismiss my child, let me just take it with me. My soul and my child. My masculine and my feminine. My good and my bad. And you're just feeling it all just unify. I am a marriage of it all. That's what makes me who I am. I'm just feeling this allowance in you. I'm accepting. I'm allowing. And you're just feeling more in wholeness, more free, with every second, more light, and more joy. Just, wow. I had so much fear of just being me. It really feels good to just own it. Just be, I'm feeling every part of me accepted. Every part of me loving. And letting any little bits of pain just be dissolved in these particles of light. For I really am just spinning cells of light. And I want you to feel your whole body just become mist. Spinning cells of mist. I am now part of the water. Part of the gel, and you're letting everything go. Everything's beginning to spin and let go, and I feel no body at all. I'm just part of the water, part of the mist. And I'm spinning those cells until I feel that. Every cell of my body is just spinning. That's really all I am. Form is a program, so I can become any form that I want. And with the tension now, you're starting to slow down as you let go, slowing down the spin until you're feeling your form come back. But this time, your form's coming back in optimal ways. And you're the designer. How do you want to mold your body back when you come back? And letting go, don't bring back anything that no longer serves you. And then feeling yourself come back into form, starting to feel the water around you, feeling your body float again. This time without the pain, without the scripts and the tapes and the pictures. I'm going to choose what I bring back with me. Once again, becoming aware of the filaments of light moving through you and around you. And although you're a body, you're also the filaments of light. And directing that light wherever you need it, the right color in the right place, until you feel vibrant and whole again. Letting go. No longer serves you. yourself wanting to lift out of the water now, having had the cleansing to the best of your ability. And your guides there with a warm towel. The towel moves around you in a robe. You're putting the robe on, a beautiful, glistening, opalescent white robe. And your hair is all of a sudden dry, and your skin. And you're feeling vibrant and glowing. Every part of you is excited for the next step, the next phase. Can't wait to walk this every day, my creation. What do I want to create next? What do I feel called to be part of next? What adventure is next on my journey? And before you, opens a doorway, and you know this doorway leads you into the next phase, into the energies and the anchors of the new earth, and choosing to move into this, to let the old drop away and the new come forward. I want you to walk through that door if it feels right for you. Into the new, and all you see is just light as you walk through the door. And on the other side, another being greets you. This is part of your guide moving into the next phase. And greeting them. There might be one, two, or three. Greeting them as you remember who they are, and they seem familiar, and you have instant trust. And you realize you're not alone in the next phase. That you're guided every bit as much as you've been guided here in this last phase. But everything is starting. You realize that you're in a beautiful glade, and the colors are more vibrant than you've ever seen before. The rainbow in the sky is iridescent. And everything is taking on just a little bit heightened color. Frequency, vibration. You feel the vibration of the very grass you're standing on. You hear the sound of the vibration of the grass below your feet, the water and the waterfall that's before you in the glade. And your guide gives you a key. This is to open your own codes of light for the next phase. If you so choose, you can turn this key now. Or if you feel called to tuck it away for later, you can. But you're allowing the codes of light to come down now and how to operate here. How do I operate here? And how to merge between this place and some of the old if you need to, how to transition. How to walk it and hold it. And all operational codes. And you're calling that in now. Turning your key if it feels right, or know that it's coming. And you feel your body respond. easy. Your organs and organ systems feel like they're lighter and moving into harmony. Your spinal column is open and flowing prana, connected to every dimension. Access is easier. And you see the doorways around you entering into different realms and dimensions, and you know, I have access to them now. I can move in and out of them easily, for I'm welcome. And I feel unified. Different light cities to bring you what you need for your next phase. Your intention is, what do I need to walk my highest path in ease and grace? I want ease and grace. And then what do I need to walk in my abundance, to allow abundance in and releasing all ceilings, all matrices that no longer serve me, all agendas and thought forms and operations that no longer serve me, all limitations of any kind, where I want to walk in freedom now. I want to walk in this joy. And allowing yourself to be led or given the information, even if you don't understand it now. It might come in geometry and language of light, or an actual knowing words, but you're allowing it to come in, all your codes for moving forward from today, for the next year, next month, tomorrow, next week. And just allowing yourself to take it in however it comes. Whether it's an object, a key, book, a mandala. Take this in, all of a sudden you find yourself at Mount Shasta, at the perfect spot for you, where you set this in place, you knew you were coming here, and you brought some object, you laid some object in the sacred place within you for this time and this new phase, and I want you to bring it forward, whatever object it is, that supports you, that lets you know that you're on the perfect path and you're next. Phase within this. We're in this place, there is no karma left. No one else that you need to save or protect. This is all and only about you. So allow yourself to bring forward that object or that symbol, mandala, key, that you left free, your avatar, for this moment, knowing you are always going to step through that door. And when you have it, you're just taking in the knowing of it. The information, whether it's understandable or something you will understand later, you're just bringing it into your awareness, into your cellular, into your body, and feel all that you've taken in now connect to the avatar, the body that's here, laying on the floor or sitting in the chair, and you're bringing it all back into this awareness, into this body, bringing with it the full being of who you are, your goddess, God self, your Christed light, your own ascension, and the pathway to it. And as you come back into the body, bringing in that lightness, that celebration, and all that you've let go into your awareness, as you come back into the room feeling light, energized, clear for your next steps, whole, light, joy. And just beginning to move your body, knowing that you're taking it all in.